This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sandy Kathleen Gonzalez. Date of birth, July the 2nd, 1988. Case ID number is 968-8170. Date of the exam, April the 30th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/1/2024. Identifying information. This is a 35-year-old separated female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area times 2. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2015, where she did packing at a bodega for 3 years. At the present time, they live in their her mother's house, and her husband is working. They all live in the house together, but they are separated. The claimant also states that she's been on disability for approximately 6 years now. Allegation number one, herniated disc times 2 of the lumbar sacral back area. History of allegations, herniated disc times 2 of the lumbar sacral back area with pain. The claimant states that in 2016, she was pushing a barrel when she injured her lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain as a burning, stabbing pain that she feels goes down her waist area, especially down to the left foot area where she has numbness and has had a left foot drop in that area previously. The location of the pain is at the L3, L4, and L4, L5 area where she had two herniated discs. The claimant is not sure what kind of surgery was performed. It was performed in 2016, and she thinks that she had two discectomies that were performed and possibly a fusion. She was paralyzed from the waist down for 1.5 years and was unable to walk. However, at the present time, she is able to ambulate and move around. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 15 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assisted device, which is a walker that she left at home with braces that she did not bring with her. Her physician is Dr. Ali Naqvi, N-A-Q-V-I. Her daily activities include cooking, but mostly just caring for her children and reading. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She takes pain medications from Mexico, which do give her relief, and she suffers from imbalance at this time, secondary to her leg, left leg giving out on her. She was diagnosed with an L3, L4, L4, L5 herniated disc with surgery of a discectomy and possible fusion to stabilize her spine. She also was diagnosed with left-sided radiculopathy. The claimant suffers from swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and left leg numbness and weakness. As noted earlier, her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she has difficulty squatting. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She states that she's unable to use a broom at this time. She was given a walker and braces in 2016 that she left at home today. As noted earlier, she does take pain medications from Mexico, which gives her relief. She spends most of her time caring for her children. Family history: her father died at the age of 71 from COVID-19. Her mother is 70 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications: metformin, 500 milligrams BID, and pain medications from Mexico. PRN is needed for lumbar sacral back area pain. Medical problems: morbid obesity, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, non-insulin dependent, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to two herniated discs with a discectomy and possible fusion of the lumbar sacral back area performed in 2016. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98 degrees Fahrenheit, pulse 70 beats per minute, height 5 feet 3.5 inches tall, weight 251 pounds, BP 138 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 73, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 44, general. This is a 35-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does use reading glasses occasionally to read. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 6-centimeter vertical surgical scar of the lumbar sacral back area, which appears to be intact at the L3, L4, and L4, L5 area, where a discectomy and possible fusion was performed. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple tattoos. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle was +2 for the right side, but +1 for the left. Normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally were noted at +2. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area, especially on the left side. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, but with mild left leg weakness and decreased sensory findings of the left lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 60 degrees for the right side and 40 degrees for the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for mild decreased sensation of the left lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right leg and knee. However, the claimant does appear to have some mild decreased strength of the left knee. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. The claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have moderate difficulty in walking on her toes, but no difficulty in walking on her heels. She was able to walk at a normal tandem rate with mild decreased balance. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time and was able to come to my office without any walkers or braces. Could you please drop down to neurological? Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical for the lower extremities. Patellar and Achilles reflexes were plus 2 for the right and plus 1 for the left. However, reflexes were symmetrical for the biceps and brachioradialis reflexes. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the left lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the left leg. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper and right lower extremity, and plus 4 over 5 for the left lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral back area, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of two herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine with left-sided radiculopathy, which has improved. The claimant did have surgery to correct this problem. She is able to heel and tandem walk normally. However, did have some difficulty in toe walking, especially on the left side. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided radiculopathy. Probable diagnoses: lumbar sacral back pain secondary to two herniated discs of the L3, L4, and L4, L5 area with probable discectomy and fusion. Dash basic normal exam except for mild signs of radiculopathy on the left side. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sandy Kathleen Gonzalez.